are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Her dog just had her puppies. That's $100 cash.
Come on, sing it, big guy. This old boy's I gotta save my voice. These for a couple of weeks. Poor Justin
my
Moore.
Daddy.
We are going to trash Justin Moore's song tonight, but not intentionally. Justin, I love you. I already apologized to him in advance, so we're good. We've got some SEC football talk to share with you. And we are Bank of Business Solutions. We're going to talk to the man.
What a beautiful place it is out here.
I don't want to call him in charge, but he's the one that gets all the heat when things don't go exactly the way
he's not in charge, but he makes all the decisions.
That's exactly right.
Good, I like that. You know who's in charge?
Uh-huh.
Wendy's Mozzarella Chicken Supreme.
No problem there.
100% premium chicken breast topped with natural mozzarella cheese, rich creamy Parmesan sauce as well. You got to hurry in. They only have that Mozzarella Chicken Supreme at Wendy's for a limited time. Also, they got some deals going into the holiday season, so you can save some money for your family. Quarter pound single cheese combo for only $5. That's hot and juicy beef topped with your choice of crisp, fresh condiments. Fries and drink, $5. Don't forget Wendy's pickup window is open until 1 a.m. for that Wendy's Mozzarella Chicken Supreme.
You really make that sound good.
Thank you, buddy.
I guess it is good.
Oh, I know, buddy. You'd love it.
Terry Spears joining us, Bank of Business Solutions.
How you doing, boss?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Fantastic.
Getting ready to go to
good
Boston,
to see you.
Huh?
Yeah, I got about another week and a half. Hang out with the folks. We got a big gig tonight. This weekend, we got a ULR game. I know La Tech, you'll be going to see your alma mater on Monday night.
Monday night, yep.
Get some Trojans.
I'm going to get us some ULR maroon to wear to the game.
Uh-oh.
A little red and blue.
Okay, you can wear whatever you want.
Don't be starting any fights down there.
Well, we got an invite to go up to the box, go up to the suite. And I just,
I'll leave my red and blue off.
Well, it's fine. It's okay. See, he's so respectful. What a sweetheart. Are you kidding me? Is this guy too good?
You'll enjoy it. Have you been to the Jack Stevens?
I have.
Center before? Yeah.
We've been there before.
For that La Tech game?
It's been there for
I've been there for
a few games.
Yeah, a few games, yeah.
Yeah. He likes going over there. He roots for the Trojans when they're not playing the Bulldogs.
Absolutely.
So who's gonna be your coach down there in La Tech? What's the talk in La Tech circles?
I don't know. Would Clint Conk get in there?
No. Sorry, can't have him. Get off him.
That's where he came from.
Well, he would look, they could do a lot worse. But, again, we were just talking about the issues with FCS coaches. They just don't even consider him, which is crazy talk to me. Okay, so let's tell everybody who's listening, both of them, what all we got going here, what you can do. And, of course, we have, I would say, strengthened the connection with the Buzz this last 12 months. I want to thank Matt for that. He's certainly starting to understand more and more about all the things you can do. But your motto is all things business, and certainly you have that.
We try to do everything that – try to be a one-source stop so that we can provide just about everything that a business would need, especially anything with ink. We put ink on paper. We put ink on shirts.
But no tattoos, right?
No tattoos.
Okay.
No tattoos. Put ink on signs.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to get a buzz tat.
You wouldn't.
You know, Coach
Are you that committed to your job?
No. Coach Bielema has got a Hawkeye tattoo on his ankle, which I do want to see up close and personal.
He says he wears long socks now, though.
Well, you know. Maybe you can get a hog over the top of it. I don't know.
Maybe you could.
Go on. I'm sorry. We had our little tattoo tangent there. Don't mind me.
We sell, as I said, just about everything a business would need. So if you are interested in buying anything from anybody, check us first.
If you want to buy anything from anyone, we got you covered. Embroidery, screen print.
Can we check that stuff out online,
printing,
or is it best to call?
Signing, anything.
You can check us out online, www.bnbsinc.com.
Okay.
Bnbsinc.com.
We're located at 11600 Otter Creek Road South in the Mabelvale Industrial Park. We've been here for, 6 years now.
What was your first year in the business? Not this particular business, but in the industry.
I'm going to tell my age. 1966.
That was a great year.
My God, what was everything handwritten on the paper and clothing?
Actually, there were computers out there at that time.
Was there really?
There were.
That was the year that was Harry King's 15th year in the newspaper business. Just kidding, Harry.
I had tried to decide what I wanted to do in a career path.
Yeah.
And had decided early on that I didn't want to be a salesperson. And as I came out of college, I started interviewing and started taking tests to find out what I was, my aptitude was. I was in the 98th percentile for sales.
Really?
So I didn't have a choice. That was where I had to go.
They go well, and most of that was because of that face. Look at that face. Is that the most trustworthy face on the planet?
But anyway, I've enjoyed a good career at what I've done, and our company, we started in 1981, so we've been around for a while. We sold it in 1998, and the company that purchased us went bankrupt 8 years later, so we bought it out of bankruptcy and
wow,
started it back. We cover the Mid-South. We go from Dallas to Chattanooga.
When did you come from Louisiana? How old were you when you made the move?
When I moved originally from Shreveport to Jefferson City, Missouri. Was there a year and then back here to Little Rock in 1974. Had a 2-year break going to Kansas City. I was being transferred around by another company. Decided to make my home in Little Rock so I could raise my two daughters here, and we moved back here, and I went into business in 1981.
He only raised one of his daughters here, though. I'm raising the other one now. Jerry Spears joining us, Bank and Business Solutions, and we are out here, as he mentioned, in Little Rock Bank. It's Otter Creek, is that what you said?
Otter Creek Road South.
You should know the address by now.
And we're in Mabelville. We have a Mabelville address.
Okay.
But
the thing I like about Jerry, the last time we were here, we fought about something. What did we argue about? It was one of the. Well, I think I only lost two debates ever. I lost one to Ryan Brown over NFC quarterbacks, and I lost one to Jerry about something.
But you wound up winning that debate here last week.
I did?
Yes.
I don't even remember what it was about.
It was about Gus Malzahn and why he was at ASU, and I said he was there to build a program. You said he was there to get the next job.
Yeah.
He was there to get the next job.
Well, I wish I was wrong, like I usually am. Here's the thing, too, that I loved about Jerry. Now, if anybody questions whether or not they want to do business with this guy, he said a phrase that never gets said by anybody in the world of sales. Money's not the most important thing. What? You haven't been hanging out with the Buzz sales staff, and I don't want you to either, because you will totally change your thought process on that. He's actually looking out for his people. What a guy. What a crazy concept.
Well, I hope I am. That's,
well, that is something we share, actually, at the Buzz. That's a philosophy that we've had success with as well. There is, it's not always the most important thing. If you can help somebody and it doesn't make as much money, that's what you got to do. So,
you know, the most important things in life are your God, your family, and your neighbors.
Hey, neighbor, what about the Razorbacks? Where do they fall? Come on, Jerry. Way down on his list.
They're behind the Bulldogs.
Oh, jeez.
And then they're behind the Tigers for him, unfortunately, too.
Have you ever met Karl Malone?
I have met Karl Malone.
Really?
But I've met Terry Bradshaw, too. But I really don't know either one of those guys.
Now, what about Karl Malone was throwing your AD under the bus for not going to a bowl game?
Well, your AD's an idiot.
My son-in-law was throwing my AD under the bus.
Everybody
too.
Was.
Well,
okay.
Look, let me tell you one thing. I
would, too.
I don't know a lot about La Tech, but I do know that your AD is an idiot. And you know how I know? Because he was at Iowa State before. The guy's a moron. The fact that he can put two sentences together is remarkable to me. What else was I going to ask you about? Were you in school at the same time as the Duck Dynasty dude?
I was. No, he was right after me.
Okay.
I graduated in 1964. He came, I think, in 64 or 65. And he was he led up to Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw was his
backup,
understudy.
Right.
They said the guy could play.
Yeah, well, he must have. Terry said, I love the story, and I think I saw him on Kimmel maybe or something, but I guess Bradshaw was trying to push him to go to the NFL, and he said, let me see here. He goes, I got big men chasing and trying to hurt me, and these big men are chasing and trying to hurt me right in the middle of duck season. I'm out. So he's got his priorities straight. I don't know when the beard thing. Did you ever have a beard like that?
No. Did I ever have a beard like that?
Yeah.
He started growing it when he was quarterback in Tech, I think.
You know my wife.
Yes. Well, but you had a face before you met her, I assume. Yeah,
but I had a little scraggly.
Okay, so you did have a little scratchy beard before.
Little whiskers.
Donna put the kibosh
little
on
whiskers,
it.
But no, okay. No, I've never had a beard.
Well, back when you used to run your own life, you used to have a beard then. That was the answer I was looking for, I guess, because I had a goatee for about 3 days once. And
you
Chris
did?
Told me I wouldn't anymore.
Gross. Jerry, I got one of those wives, too. You got to keep them happy. Happy, happy,
absolutely.
happy.
That is good. Duck Dynasty is the most broad appeal thing in my house. That is the only thing we all come together for. We eat dinner together almost every night, and we watch Duck Dynasty together. There's nothing else that we do together, pretty
much. Uncle Si, you got to love it.
Look, my 6-year-old, my wife, me, I mean, my 12-year-old, almost to be 13-year-old, we all like it. It's the most broad appeal show. It's something I could even watch with Big Jer.
Good family entertainment.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's always a prayer around the dinner table at the end of the show. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's good Church of Christ, boys. You got to love that.
That's exactly right.
You know, he was here last year with our men's ministry at church. And
he gave a pretty good sermon, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
I was impressed with it.
I thought I was out there with John the Baptist.
It was like John the Baptist. Yeah, locust and wild honey. Yeah.
Well, his son was at, I guess they went to Harding, him and his daughter-in-law, and I guess they were back there recently doing a book signing, so... Yeah, interesting stuff. So, anyway, well, look, we appreciate you having us out. We'll talk more about what all you guys do here, but Jerry's a great guy to deal with.
I want to thank you for being here, and also remember us when you're looking for anything for business.
That's exactly right. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I have a story about SEC quarterback and a story about another SEC quarterbacks who crossed paths recently, and as always is the case, one guy got the better end of it. The other guy... Much like I couldn't last night, still can't sleep. He's still so upset about the exchange. You know, the average person takes more than 8,000 steps a day. The Pigskin, much like myself, dedicated to getting in better shape in 2013. What is it, getting lean?